I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. 913-586-7610. Out of left field question. It's 8 o'clock. You know how we do this. We set the question up. You answer the question. We read them out loud. JT, you've won the toss like you do every single time that we do this. Would you like to receive or defer?
I will defer.
Okay. If Alex Gould was listening to my answer, now again, the out of left field, did it do it again? Okay, never mind. I thought my microphone
killed
it.
I can hear you.
Okay. The out of left field question tonight is, what's something that you used to love that you consume, but you no longer enjoy it because you essentially overdid it? Mine is one of two things. 913-586-7610. Answers are pouring in, and somebody is a total ass with one of their answers. I don't know if they're serious, but it's hilarious. Mine is Chipotle. And I know that that might be considered a very hot take. Dusty, Chipotle. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was a senior in high school, and Chipotle was really, really, really starting to hit its stride in this area. So this would have been like 2006. That's how I'm dating myself. Every Friday, I would go to Chipotle and get a burrito. Every single Friday. I can tell you my order. It's the same every time. And I have only eaten Chipotle once in the last 2 years. But I used to eat it every Friday. Every single Friday. Burrito, white rice, black beans, half chicken, half steak, pico, hot salsa, corn, cheese, sour cream, roll that daddy up, Smashtown USA. That would still be my order to this day. But I overdid Chipotle so much that I don't enjoy it anymore. It's now meh. It's now, this isn't the same. This doesn't hit the same. I'm not into Chipotle like I used to be. The other one would be anything cotton candy. I used to eat the absolute hell out of Bubblicious cotton candy flavored gum. So what is something you used to love, but you overconsumed it and no longer love it? Mine is Chipotle.
Man, it's tough.
There's got to be something. You need to overconsume a Dreamsicle is what you need to do.
Oh, totally. The thing that I overconsume that I don't like now. Oh, apple juice.
Okay.
And
just sugar water.
Yeah.
Right.
But
is it true that it gives you the runs? Or is that apple cider?
I thought it was apple cider.
Okay.
But for me, I used to love apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had my weight loss surgery, and it is just
the devil's nectar.
It's so bad now. It's just not there for me. So I would say apple juice.
Okay.
I'm seeing something on the text line right now that's making me laugh. And the only reason it's making me laugh is because I'm thinking of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It says SpaghettiOs.
Oh.
My mom only eats, I don't know if she only does, but she loves to just take a can of SpaghettiOs, open it, and eat it out of the can.
That's gnarly.
It's so weird.
You played, was it Lupe Fiasco to come back? The show goes on.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We listened to that every night before we went out in Panama, my senior year in college.
Okay.
And a guy that we went with brought like chunky soup and Hormel chili.
Okay.
Because they're just cheap. You can put it in a pot, heat up. He got so canned one day, he just opened up a Hormel chili and started eating it cold.
That is, yeah.
You want to talk about gnarly.
Oh, another thing I would say that I grew out of, I used to love hot dogs. Okay.
Watch the documentary?
No. The difference is I only ate them boiled. I wouldn't want them grilled.
Oh.
So now I like them grilled over boiled.
I like that hot dog that your dad forgot about on the grill that's got all that char on it.
Oh, heck no. I don't want it like that, no.
Oh, if you drop my hot dog in the coals and bring it back out, it's still alive, I'll just dust that thing off and smash.
Wild.
Love it. From the 816, my ex-wife. I knew that was coming. From the 816, baklava. I think I've only had baklava once. Pine Street and Jaeger. Amen to that. Amen to that. Whiskey and Marriage from the 816. Mountain Dew, recovering addict. I never got into Mountain Dew. I will say I did like the Code Red when I was a senior in high school. Man, you could drive. You could pop into Quick Trip as a sophomore in the early morning. I'd get a Code Red and a Rooster Booster slush mix. Teachers hated me. You talk about being electric. From the 816, Cool Whip. Ate a tub on Thanksgiving when I was younger. Can't touch it. Can't touch stuff now. Yeah, I'm lucky enough that, like, my stepmom's a great cook, and she makes her own, like, whip topping. I'll eat that until I'm dead. If I eat a lot of it, I will be dead. She also chimed in. She said, my stepmother, Mary, she loves this question, too, just like Bryson. She said, ice cream. Used to eat it every night. Now I don't crave it, and I only have it occasionally. Okay. Although the other night I did DoorDash Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Dairy Queen's food. I'll eat their ice cream, but I can't.
Have you ever had Dairy Queen's chicken strips?
Okay, that is the... Okay, okay. I will say that, yeah. My grandma gets it and she'll dip it in gravy.
Of course. The best way to eat a chicken strip basket from Dairy Queen is you rip one of the chicken strips in half.
Yep.
You put half of it in the between the toast.
Oh.
You fold the toast over the chicken strip. You make yourself a strip taco. And then you dip it into the brown, the white gravy.
She'll just dip it straight into the gravy.
You do that too. That's just fine as well.
The 913 saying lemonade. Yikes. I love lemonade. Strawberry lemonade is so good. From the state fair.
Bryson chimed in and said, I used to love McDonald's, but now it makes me feel like crap. Thanks for letting me come in and on the show. It was a lot of fun. Have a good night, Bryson. I mean, the fact that you found out that at 13 years old, that if you eat McDonald's, it's going to make you feel terrible. Like, you're winning in life. But every once in a while, man, that quarter pounder with cheese, where that cheese is stuck on the inside of the box and you take one of those fries and scrape it off. From the 816, somebody says McDonald's breakfast. I shouldn't. Just like you shouldn't consume a ton of alcohol. You shouldn't cheat, steal, whatever. You shouldn't eat breakfast burritos from McDonald's. But you know what? I will until I'm dead. Flaming Hot Cheetos, another one.
I hate Flaming Hot Cheetos. I like the jalapeno cheddar Cheetos.
Those are good.
Yeah, I dip them in like a ranch dip.
Mm.
Or what? The onion dip, you know, like the...
French onion dip?
Yeah.
There you go. Somebody says, what I used to love but overconsume, Burrito Supreme at Taco Bell. I also just found out Taco Bell has a Verde salsa now.
I think it just came out.
So it's new.
Yeah.
Because somebody told me they had it in the 90s.
Oh, I don't think it's been there that long.
Mm.
Also, I see on here, Cosmic Brownies. Yeah, Cosmic Brownies I used to eat a lot of. They're not good.
I would say oatmeal cream pies.
People think I'm crazy. I like Star Crunches.
Fire.
I think they're so good.
Chocolate and caramel and Rice Krispies?
Right.
Why would you hate it? Somebody says Dusty Likens from the 785. And then responded with After Hours, LOL. Peppermint Schnapps, playing quarters with some of Zoo football players. Never again. Never again. Captain Morgan, only took one night for me to never enjoy it again. That, sir or ma'am, is Southern comfort for me. Somebody bought, I believe, in college where we used to live. Shout out Old Society. That's what we called our complex. Somebody bought it one night. We just went around the table and took shots of it before we went out. I'll never drink Southern Comfort again. I drank it once, never again. From the 913 strip clubs. 816. Women picked one and kept her. Praise be. From the 785, shout out to my girlfriend, Katie Ann. I still love you. Sugaboo.
Sugaboo.
That was what they said. S-U-G-A-B-O-O. SpaghettiOs.
Sugaboo. Sugaboo.
I think it's sugar.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Tequila, Irish whiskey, and Jaeger bombs. Got old takes. 3 days to recover. If I do hard shots, they are dead to me. Only was kidding. The real answer is spicy foods. My stomach is now paying the price for it, and I can't really eat it very often. My buddy Paul, he always bragged about how he had an iron gut, and then he went to Thai Spice and got a hot dish, and he said for 2 days he was just torn. And he goes, I found out. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, so my girlfriend would say tequila because...
She had one of those nights?
Yeah. It was our like first year dating, and we went to Cinco de Mayo. And in Warrensburg, you know, Cinco de Mayo is great for the restaurant industry, for the Mexican restaurants. And so one of the restaurants was like, oh, hey, $2 pitchers for margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend bought two of them. She's like, I bet I could get two of these down. I said, Okay, go for
prove it.
Prove it. Yeah. She did it, and right
Good night,
as we're
Cincinnati.
About right as we're about to leave, there's this huge party like right next to us, and she stands up and she goes, "I don't feel so good," and just vomits all over the booth. And she's like, "I don't think I can do it again," and she's never touched tequila since.
Yeah, somebody says any tequila, almost died drinking a bottle. The power hour before you went out to college, danger. 913, let's have that conversation. That was the fun, most fun game I'd ever had, and then it wasn't. So what it was is you put together one-minute clips of songs. This is back in burning CD days. You would take a minute clip, and then eventually they just had them on LimeWire and wherever you downloaded music from. You just type in a power hour mix. And between each minute of a song, there'd be like a sounder. Ours was always Homer Simpson that would go, beer. And you would pour a shot and take it. You're good for like the first 30 minutes. And then all of a sudden you start telling yourself, oh boy, we still have 20 shots of beer to go. Because you didn't do it. If you were a hard ass, you did it with hard alcohol. But if you were, you know, college, you just did it with beer. And I think at the end of every power hour game, and again, I'm like 21, 22 when I was doing this, you were hammering at least 7 beers in an hour. That's tough. And then you go to the bars and wonder why nobody would talk to you. Fried buffalo fish. Again, I don't know what buffalo fish is.
What is a buffalo fish?
Somebody brought it the other night. I don't know what it is. Somebody says Sunny D. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Man, I used to love Sunny D and then threw it up once and I'll never touch it again. And it's not even orange juice. My sister chimes in, alcohol. It's what I used to consume, but I just, you know, haven't had any booze for 10 months. Shout out summer. There you go. Find your vices. It ain't got to be booze. Proud of my sister. That's a proud brother moment.
That's a really good proud moment right there for you.
No doubt about it. 913-586-7610. What's something, that's the out of left field question, what's something you used to love but you overconsumed and no longer love it? Got a 13-year-old already out here telling us that McDonald's is probably not best for him. Which is probably true. But yeah, that power.
Also, I think he knows a little bit about what's coming for his 21st, the way we were talking.
Right. Somebody from the 816 says, Dusty was a Sig New, it seems. No, I was not. We were old society. We were the complex down the street. They were new society. We mocked them, and we were new old society. I was never a frat boy.
Hey, join the club. Me and you both, yeah.
I was a GDI, plus Joe Moore. Shout out to our chancellor and
Joe.
Hero.
I love Joe.
He said, one thing that I'll never understand is that you're not in a fraternity because you scream fraternity vibes. And I was like, nope, not a chance.
My God, he said that to you?
Yep.
They said the same thing to me. Yep. He goes, you're not? I was like, no. He's like, okay, all right. Also, you know, I know this is...
Handy snacks, the cheese and crackers with the red stick. I used to love those.
I know this isn't a food, but I think going to Las Vegas once was good enough for me. I'm like, I don't need to go back. It's cool. Like, I had fun. I don't need to go back for it.
My sister's in that same boat. We took her to Vegas 2 years ago. We went down there, and we took her to Fremont Street during the day. During the day, dude. We didn't even show her what it's like at night. And she's like, yeah, I don't think Vegas is me. And I was like, it's fine. It ain't everybody. And I remember Gold went on a trip to Vegas and came back after like 3 days. Like, you only went to Vegas Wednesday through Sunday? He's like, yeah, 3 days is enough. 3 days in Vegas is plenty. Plenty.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We went to Fremont Street.
Brutal.
At night.
Oof.
And my grandma's
Whole
with me.
Whole other world.
My grandma's with me. And my dad's like, oh my gosh, this was the worst idea. You see some stuff, you're like, all right, yeah, my grandma and my mother are seeing this right now in front of our eyes.
Yep. That is narcotics, Gam. That is the out of left field question.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.